Greg, ADM Crop Risk Services this week received regulatory approval from the FAA to utilize unmanned aerial vehicles. Talk to me a little bit about what that means and what ADM CRS's use for those will be.
Well, we are going to try and find ways to cut costs for delivering the crop insurance service to the farmer at either a faster or a more efficient way. You know, in the same way that we have two eyes to gain perspective, the UAV can get above the ground and see the fields more clearly, and using geospatial or more granular data, they can better identify areas of damage and areas of flooding, and that'll allow us to get a much better perspective on the field. So our hope is that, and our hypothesis for experimentation in 2015, is that the deployment of the UAV will allow us to make our adjusters more efficient so they can do more claims at a faster rate. And two, it'll help them to be more accurate. And we'll also have pictures that will document some of the damage and the consequences of the field at the same time.
Let's talk a little bit about how the technology will work and how it will improve claims processes. And you mentioned allowing the claim to go through quicker.
We have an internal proprietary service that basically can do a claim from an iPhone in the field today, and we can take a signature from a farmer. It uploads automatically. We've experienced many occurrences where the check is in the mail basically inside of 12 hours, depending on when the claim is actually signed for. So what we're trying to do is link the UAV to that system so that where we have a hailstorm and the field might be 5 feet tall corn or you can't access a full picture, the UAV can look at that. Or, well, we need to map out a pocket for replant or prevented plant or hail damage or a windstorm, that we can use the UAV to get more granular, accurate data and then feed that directly into our proprietary software and pay the claim that much faster. So it's not going to be a fee-for-service. It's going to be an add-on cost reduction. Additionally, I have a bias and it's a hypothesis that the adjuster, so equipped and trained, can then do more claims in a shorter period of time so we can be more efficient. And with the margin compression in the crop insurance industry as it exists today, this will allow us to reduce cost, deliver service faster, and be a better steward of taxpayer funds for crop insurance.
Let's talk about what the UAVs will be able to identify and measure.
A lot of that is technology that exists today where through color and through boundaries and field boundaries, we can identify, for instance, where hail damage was. You can identify the severity of the hail damage. You can identify through pictures areas in the field that have been affected by wind, because wind is not a straight line event in the sense that it might not take the whole field. It might take stripes. It might take pieces of the field out that you can't observe from the side. So we'll get much more accurate boundary and area definition, because we're getting a different perspective of a view. We'll get much more accurate damage and severity as well. Now all of that analysis is able to be done today from different aerial vehicles. The question is, can we do it from a UAV and can we feed it into the system fast enough so that we can get the cost efficiency? That's what the summer of 15 is about for ADM CRS, is testing that hypothesis and proving the cost savings.
How important and how vital is technology to the future of crop insurance and claims and agriculture and being able to utilize all of those?
Well, I mean, we live in a world where technology is changing almost every day, not just in agriculture, not just in crop insurance. So it's important to be open-minded and reach out and grab the tools that are available, that are being developed. And there's so many things being developed today. There's more scientists alive today that are working on these things than have ever been before. The change is kind of happening so rapidly that I think it's compelling for agriculture that's been a little bit maybe behind in some areas to catch up in technology. And I further would say that in the environment that we're in where prices are down a little bit, we need to be more efficient for everybody. The farmer needs to be more efficient and has to view technology as an aid, and we do as well. So our view at ADM is that we want to assure people of how innovative we are as a company and how we can accelerate that innovation by grabbing these new technologies as they come out, proofing them, experimenting with them, and then affirming their value, whether it's a cost savings or an added value service for the farmer.
Anything else?
Well, the only thing I would want to stress for your readers or listeners is that this will be a farmer permission service. Okay, we're not going to go out to a field in Iowa or Minnesota or Wisconsin or Illinois or Nebraska and just throw a UAV up and start flying the field. The farmer will be alerted to our coming, and the farmer will be asked to give us permission to come. I think it's important to know that we're just not going to rush out there and do it without them being a partner in the process. But I would add on top of that, that since the press release has come out, the general farming community is really excited to see these new tools and technologies deployed. I mean, if one thing is certain, it's that the farmer wants to find ways to use technology to his or her benefit the best possible. And I find them very open-minded and looking forward to seeing what we can deliver with the new technology.